Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey, this your boy Frank Gore. I'm listening to 49ers Rush Niners all day. That's Brain Sits Home, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. I love it, man.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. Here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys again today. It's Tuesday. At least I believe it's Tuesday. My life's kind of in a mess right now. But the one thing that's not in a mess, and that's the 49ers themselves. And, you know, we just finished our full-on breakdown offensively on Patreon over, I think it was an hour and 19 minutes, every single offensive play the entire game, broke all that down. And so I wanted to share a lot of that with you guys today. We obviously, just minutes ago, the 49ers finished up their press conference. They're having practice right now as we speak. And usually teams do this, especially in the NFL. You have a night game coming up Saturday night. Better to get your body clock and all that kind of stuff ready to that. So everything's pushed back. But don't worry about that, guys. Juan Solis, man, that dude is working his tail end off, dropping his daughter off at dance class, cutting up film while his daughter's at dance, just making sure we get everything. He is the absolute best. So we're going to jump in with some injuries. We're going to go back and focus mostly offensively. Trying to stay a little bit out of the Green Bay talk for now. We're going to do an entire episode on that. But you got your questions, as always. Go ahead and tag me in the chat, whichever way you're listening, whether that's through YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, doesn't matter. Let's get your questions and let's start asking those things and getting those in and having the conversation. Shot J, how dare you interrupt yourself while I watch you on Patreon? Oh my gosh, yeah. What a jerk. I apologize, John Chapman. That's all right, John. It happens. Anyway, we're putting out content. It's playoffs. There's no time to like not put out content. We're doing everything we can. And yeah, Chris, I'm with you there. Whenever I see Coach Hightower, the special teams coordinator, speak, I get gross. I'm sure he's a great dude. He's a Longhorn like I am. He's a Niner like I am. That dude has no business being a coordinator at any level. It's one of the few positions. And I don't want to focus on the negative too much. We'll get into some of that. But zero accountability there for 5 years now. And it's only gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. And, you know, I keep crossing my fingers. The 49ers are good enough to beat everybody. Right? And I believe that roster-wise, I believe that coaching staff-wise, 49ers can beat anybody. There's two big hiccups that can cost you. That's special teams would be number one, and Jimmy G would be number two. And we'll jump into some of the film and all those things. But as we do that, oh, what's up, Sammy? I see you in the chat, man. Wonderful to see you there. Hopefully everything's going all right with the family. Got to hang out with your uncle. He came out with the 49ers Rush road trip this weekend. It was awesome time. Love the Mendez family. They're incredible. Now, We again, the issues that could hold the 49ers back, every single team has them. But man, if we can mitigate those things, just have a complete game. 49ers still have had zero complete games where they just stayed on task, offense, defense, special teams. Zero out of 18 games now hasn't happened, which there's different ways you could look at it. I choose to look at it as we haven't reached our potential yet. We are still waiting for that ultimate Jimmy game where he's red hot start to finish. Even if you look back at the Chicago Bears game where he was great, horrible start. I don't think we had one first down in the first quarter. Then he just went off and went ham. I could be off on that. But yeah, where's that New Orleans game? I'm with you, Slick. That's what I want to see. That's what I want to see. And Robert, he says, do we start Lance if Jimmy's shoulder is still hurting? No, man. It's Jimmy's playoff. You're playing with bank money. Not, and again, it's a completely different question of should and will. Jimmy is starting no matter what. Somebody, you know, leaked out, and it was like, you know, one of the blue check mark Twitters, which means so much, obviously, that, you know, the Jimmy injury is way worse than anybody's letting on, and la, 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 la. And I said, man, dude, this guy, whoever they are, 49ers sure as hell didn't leak that, because if Jimmy Garoppolo died today, he would be limited in practice tomorrow for Kyle Shanahan. There's no mistaking that's not out there. So Kyle is rolling the corpse of Jimmy Garoppolo out there. And I'm not saying he's a corpse now. I'm saying if he was, did pass on, and I'm speaking lighthearted, Weekend at Bernie's would be the situation. Like, Kyle's moving forward with Jimmy this year. Next year, that's a whole nother discussion. We're going to spend all offseason and all those other podcasts that it took a while for you guys to kind of move off of. You'll go back to them. It's the way it goes, and that's okay. Conspiracy theory time in the offseason, it needs a home. It's not here, but those people have those. Now, let's let Kyle Shanahan go through a very lengthy injury report to start his press conference. And again, this was less than 30 minutes ago.
All right, guys. Injuries for today. Aziz with knee will be limited. Hufanga, knee limited. Jordan Willis, ankle, will not practice. Marcel Harris, Achilles limited. Ambry Thomas has a knee limited. Greenlaw, groin limited. Garoppolo, shoulder and thumb limited. Elijah Mitchell, knee limited. Nick Bosa still in the protocol. And Fred Warner, ankle limited.
Yeah, it's a lot. The good news is the word limited is positive. And this is probably the biggest discrepancy between the 49ers and Packers. You know, you match them up, you know, boom, 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 boom. You go down the thing. Quarterback, head and shoulders, they got it. And health, head and shoulders, they got it. They really have had 2 weeks off, not one. So it's not like they're coming off one bye week. Their starters are coming off two bye weeks because they were able to rest their starters that last game against Detroit. It just didn't matter. So that's huge. We just got through a physical game where we just beat the crap out of the Dallas Cowboys, but football is football. And so you've got some injuries. I love this. Freak Stomp 49. Let's count how many times we hear the word incredible. Four so far and go. I look like I'm in the Incredibles, man. How can you expect me not to use it? I literally look like Syndrome from Incredibles 1. If you haven't checked that out, Google that real quick, and trust me, you're going to smile. I used to be able to do parties and stuff. I wish they brought that character back. I owned it. Look up Syndrome Incredibles. This is what you see, baby. Even with a smile. Like, I'm telling you, I got it. But sorry about that. I'll work on some other words for sure. Yeah, JD, is there a 49ers rush road trip at Lambeau? I want to be 100% truthful for you guys. There is not this week. I'm part of, you know, my old coaching buddies. If you came to Dallas, you got to meet a couple of them, Matt and James. We've done a ski trip for 12 straight years. And I'm not one to mess with tradition. We got it postponed last week so that I could do Dallas. But I'm not missing 12 years for those guys. I want to be there. There's no doubt about that. We can't push it back any further because they coach track in Texas. And this is it's just what it is. We already prepaid for it. And we're teachers. So it ain't like we got a lot of money there. However, if the 49ers and Rams win, it's LA. We're throwing a party out here in LA again. Which is very possible. NFC Championship would be here in LA. Super Bowl would be here in LA. We got all those things right there. Yeah, Shot J, you see it? You see it. You see it. it's there. So we have those injuries. Now let's spend a little bit of time before we jump into the film The most shocking injury for me was Ambry Thomas. Where the heck did this come from, right? Had one of the best games ever. Dude is balling out. Legit on his way. It's early to being a cornerback number one, which is nuts. He's on the left side. Mosley's on the right side. But the fact that, you know, he's still limited is good. But here's Kyle talking a little bit more about Ambry Thomas, the rookie, who everybody wanted to run off, and who's so incredible right now. What happened with him? Maybe if I push the right button.
We're not sure what play it happened on. It happened sometime in the game, just a bone bruise. We think he'll be all right, but it's not all right for a Tuesday.
Excuse me. So, not all right for Tuesday. That's when this is happening. The fact that he's limited, that's a very good thing. Now let's go to the QB himself, Mr. Jawline. When did Jimmy get hurt?
Yeah, I was just got thrown down, went to put my hand out, and sort of had it in my mind. If my thumb hit, I didn't know what was going to happen, so tried to catch it with my elbow a little bit and just jam the shoulder up. Yeah, that was about it.
And so, like, again, zero sacks, but he did get a couple quarterback hits in the game for sure. And kind of seeing how that's going to go, but... Man, it's rough. Injured thumb, injured shoulder, same arm. And the question was this, like what it's like playing through injuries. And I thought this was funny because we keep seeing this from Jimmy and Kyle. The question gets asked to Kyle Shanahan, did the injuries affect any of his throws? Here's Kyle.
You can ask him, but no, I don't. I think he did it earlier than his last throw. I think he did it earlier in the second quarter, I think. But he had two throws that were off, and I personally don't think he had to do the shoulder.
Yeah, and so you got Kyle saying, yeah, I don't think it really, you know, whatever. I don't think it affected his throws. And then you got Jimmy. Here we go.
Well, I mean, the shoulder, yeah, it's being a quarterback, it affects every throw. So it definitely had some impact. But, you know, if I'm out there and I'm being put in that spot, I got to, you know, still make the plays that I'd normally make. So no excuses or anything like that. Just, yeah, I mean, the injury is what it is. Just we're all dealing with stuff now.
So you're going to have your, you know, tweeters and beat writers and podcasters pick out that excerpt and quote and make it look whichever way. Because I could use that and literally make it sound like every single throw he's injured, blah, 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 blah. But that's just reality. If I go walk in and I got something in my shoe, like a little pebble or whatever, it's going to hurt every step. I can still walk. I can still do all those things. Yeah, it affects the way I walk. But, like, it's what it is. And so you handle it and you move forward. Aaron Rodgers dealing with the toe. Now, is Jimmy Garoppolo Aaron Rodgers? No, they're not even close to the same thing. But with the systems that we run, the 49ers can win this game. I'll tell you right now, we're the biggest underdog favorite currently in the divisional round. There's eight teams left. So one way to look at it is, okay, you're part of the final eight. That's great. Do you belong and can you go further? It's definitely difficult to upset the number one seed on the road in Lambeau in January, but it can be done. If the 49ers have their best game and if the Packers have their best game, 49ers win it. I think they're the better team. They're just not near as consistent. Not near as consistent. And if you go back to what I said earlier, the two biggest issues with the 49ers moving forward, one, special teams, two, Jimmy G just being consistent. Packers have a worse special teams than us. They're dead last, 32nd in special teams DVOA. So efficiency rankings. So like you take one of those things away, all right. Now you're evening out a little bit more. We'd see here. Stephen Fox, he says, a Packers fan said he would not be worried if Joey Bosa joined Nick Bosa in San Francisco. That will not happen in today's NFL, unfortunately. I would love for it to, but... teams don't trade premier pass rushers. And the only ones that do are morons that play for the Raiders. And how'd that work out for him? Like, not well at all. And he no longer is employed. So, I would love for that to happen. It will not happen. Nick Bosa's unreal. I do expect Nick Bosa to clear protocol. But, again, that one's still kind of a big iffy one as well. Now, it's not just... about him, right? Okay, so Jimmy Garoppolo we talked about. Let's get to Fred Warner. When did Fred Warner get hurt? And what – I want to get Fred to speak for himself here.
Yeah, it was like you said, kind of just change of direction. My cleat got stuck in the ground, just the turf. And My ankle just kind of folded underneath itself, similar to how it happened in Cincinnati. And, you know, after that, it was just sheer pain. So, you know, over now for sure.
And, like, you could see Fred, like, screaming from pain. They even showed it, you know, in Dallas. We were there. You could see it, like, the replay, and it was just like, oh, no. And, like, immediately you're thinking knee. That's what they said on the broadcast, apparently, and things, too. Luckily, it wasn't that, and everything came back clear. Now, listen to Fred talk about if he's going to play. This should make you happy.
I think just the fact that the MRI results came back great, you know, it was good news for sure, and just the way I've been feeling gives me a lot of confidence for Sunday, or Saturday, excuse me.
Yeah, a lot of confidence. I fully expect him to play. Like, I'm not too worried about him. And the great news, even on top of that, is Aziz and Dre Greenlaw played relatively well as well. We're doing defensive film tomorrow. But yeah, I mean, he had his helmet on and was jumping up and down, celebrating with the team throughout the win. Like, he looked like he wanted to get back out there. So we'll see here. Sean, yeah, kind of going back, I like this comment just because I think it's key. What about the wear and tear over the past 2 weeks of physical games? Green Bay got a bye. There's two ways to look at that. You know, a team that is, we're peaking, right? That's where the 49ers are. Coming off two of their biggest wins of the year back to back. They're rolling. Now they're beat up and all those things too, but we've been like that for 2-3 years now. Then you've got the Packers, who are healthy, but are they going to be warmed up, ready to go? That I'm not worried about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is going to be Aaron Rodgers. He's about to win another MVP, and rightfully so. If I had a vote, I would vote for Aaron Rodgers as MVP. He's been unreal this year. But what about the rest of the team? That's the thing that shows up. It's not Aaron Rodgers' question. Aaron Rodgers is the constant, just like Debo's our constant. Trent Williams is our constant, all those things. What's going to happen outside of that? That's what's important, right? And here we go. We just got through listening to Fred Warner. I hope y'all ready. Here we go. Oh, I pushed the wrong button. Man, that's twice today. Y'all got to catch me on that now. All right, guys. I've been teasing this for a minute, but it's time. Here we go. We're hosting our draft party in Las Vegas during the first and second round of the draft. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be a small party. Like, we're talking around 200 or less, which we've been having that show up just at our Rush road trips. The only difference is, for our NFL draft coverage, days one and day two, we're going to have two 49ers join us, rookie Elijah Mitchell and all-pro linebacker and captain of the defense, Fred Warner. So, if you want to participate in this and get to know these players, and again, it's going to be an intimate setting, pictures, autographs, going to have them on the pod, interview them, things like that, live. While you are there in Las Vegas, you got to text this number. It's the only place you're going to be able to get access to early bird pricing, exclusive offers, because we're going to fill it up ourselves. I'm just telling you that right now. So what you have to do, you text the word draft, D-R-A-F-T, to this phone number. It's on the screen, or just listen to me read it off to you, 833-306-0365. Again, text the word draft, D-R-A-F-T, 833-306-0365. You want to hang out with Fred Warner, Elijah Mitchell? You want to rub that in the face of your fantasy team, your fantasy league members, and all that stuff? You want to talk 49ers? You want to be able to build those memories for the family? This is the place to do it. So check us out over there. And again, when we sell out, it's going to go quick. So whenever we release that information on that to the draft number, make sure you move quick on it. Come party with us. It's going to be one of the been building this for a long time and really excited to provide this for the faithful, for our listeners, and to continue to build a community. So come party with us during the NFL draft in Las Vegas. Excited to see you guys there. Yeah, I'll say that, you know, a lot of our conversations happen like this with me and Dell and my buddy Charles, who you've met, and Chris Limley and all these, you know, amazing people, my wife that help and stuff. What would be the coolest thing? What could we do that nobody else is doing, but everybody else wants? And then it usually starts with something like this. Oh, why don't we hang out with 49ers players? All right, that's awesome. Do you know how much money that costs? Okay, it costs a lot of money. How do we make it happen? Let's not say it's not going to happen. How do we make it happen? And through, you know, support from you guys, Patreon, man, some amazing listeners that support us, man. Benny, I freaking love you, dude. You're the best. And trying to create, again, this community and pulling resources to put this on for the people. That's what it is. It's not, I'm probably not going to make anybody on this at all. That's not why we do this. Why do we do this? To throw the best freaking party and create the best experiences and fan bases. That's what we are. We're the Niners, right? The faithful. And so I'm really, really excited about this, guys. This first time I announced it. So again, I'll throw the number back up there. Just again, you can see it on the screen, 833-306-0365. Man, come on. Let's go. A couple questions. S1K says, John just joined. Man, could you talk about Bosa and his protocol? The protocol is different for everybody, okay? It's a stepped procedure. So like light sensitivity, headaches, when that goes away, that's one, you know, hurdle cleared. Then until you clear that hurdle, then you go to another one. Then you go to another one. So it's almost impossible. Can he clear it in time? 100%. Will he? Every person's on just a different, you know, some people it affects them more than others. I've had several concussions in my past, unfortunately. And usually I rebounded really, really well. But some people get their first concussion and it lingers. There's no way to, you know, put this out there and, you know, whatever. So we'll see. We'll see what that looks like. Anyway, now let's get to some film, man. Let's go through some film and try to walk through a little bit of the way in which the game went. I've got a lot of clips here and I want to share it because I think, you know, whenever I do all the Patreon breakdowns and they're fun and I hope you guys watch all those. After finishing the the entire game and its entire catalog and thinking a little bit and writing my notes for this podcast, that more things come to light. So let's start with one of the biggest constant things. And again, guy that's coming out to the draft, Elijah Mitchell. He continues just to be a freak. And it's unreal how he's a rookie, but he's so savvy. No fumbles. He hasn't fumbled at all. Once. Only three players with over 150 carries in the regular season have zero fumbles. Elijah Mitchell, Najee Harris, the other rookie, and Alvin Kamara. That's it. That's the company this kid's in. Check out this 13-yard rush from nothing. The magician just sliding through the tiniest little spaces you can find. But this drive, and compliment to Jimmy, he's been on time with his throws. Awesome play calling. You got Debo here at the wing. Oh, how'd he get through there? The magician. There wasn't much of a hole there. That's Elijah Mitchell's first carry. Look at this. How's he get through this? Right there, Trent Williams is how. Putting his dude in the ground. Good job, Alex Mack. Look at this block from Lakin. Look at Kittle staying on that hip. The perfect vision from Elijah Mitchell. We haven't seen Debo come out and get that many carries to start the game. It paid off. Man, look at that block right there. Man, this is awesome. Whoop! Nice cutback. So many positive plays early. Ah, he's so good. He's so good. Jared, I love this question on Facebook. He says, I need help clearing this up. Okay, this is simple. I don't have the clip cut currently, but I can walk you through it. The Ayuk overthrow, was that Jimmy being terrible, or did Ayuk go to the wrong spot, or was it both of them? 1,000% Jimmy bad throw. I mean, Jimmy really bad throw. Because what happens is on that route, whenever we do that double, we always flatten it out. The 49ers always flatten that double route to the sidelines. It wasn't a scramble or anything along those lines. He just it's what we flatten that route. The 49ers have done that since Kyle Shanahan showed up. Now, I'm sure there's an adjustment where you could say, okay, on your second break, get vertical. But there was a safety over the top. So, like, that doesn't make any sense with what the wide receiver's seeing. Yeah, that was a bad throw. That was a very bad throw. So I mean, I'm just telling you what it is. Now, let's be positive. I saw three quality, high quality with difficulty throws by Jimmy Garoppolo. Also saw three turnover worthy plays easy from Garoppolo. Whereas last week versus Rams, he had six turnover worthy plays. This week, three. Again, that's John Chapman's analytics after going through every snap. But he did make three incredible throws. And I'll say this right here. I thought this was Jimmy's best throw of the day. Now, it looked simple. You know, third down. We know who he's going to on third down. Juwan Jennings, baby. JJ, go get him. But this is all Jimmy. This is the best throw of the day he made, I thought. Jimmy's retreating. Holy cow, that's a perfect ball. That is a perfect ball. He locks on to Juwan Jennings the entire time. He's letting go here. Understanding, okay, it's man-to-man coverage. So you're throwing this to a spot. Here's the sticks you can barely see at the top. Right at the 48 is the first down. And so there you go. You can barely see it enter your screen here. So you're throwing this to a spot, and you're hoping he gets there. And Juwan Jennings, the Jimmy G to Juwan Jennings connection on third down, just continues to accelerate, and it's worth everything. Nice pocket. Jimmy just throws it to a spot. That's perfect touch. Anticipatory throwing. Pretty damn good. Understanding it's man coverage. Whoop. I mean, look where he lets go of this ball. This is, you're not going to find a better pass from Jimmy Garoppolo. That's pretty damn good. Keeping this drive going. Oh, I love it. That's so damn good, Jimmy. This is when he's at his best. Right there, man. Just lets it go. Throws it to a spot. Hell of a catch with him draped over him. Gets both feet in. That's a good ball, man.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikola Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
And so, like, again, I want to highlight the positives and the negatives. And, you know, people are like, dude, how could you say anything bad about Jimmy? He keeps winning games. Like, okay, just understand, like, who we are here at the 49ers Rush Podcast. The whole entire thing that we started was a coach's perspective, a behind-the-scenes look, what it would be like to go through a film with me as one of my players or whatever, or as a coaching staff. No player or coaching staff or team goes through film and says, you know what, Jimmy? You keep winning games, you're fine. That's not how it works. You get the good with the bad. Now, when Kyle Shanahan does his press conference, yeah, it's always positive, 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 positive. You see Kyle ripping into Jimmy on the sidelines too. And that's what that is. Like, that's not what I'm trying to do, okay? I am trying to create a fan experience that educates and makes the people feel and understand the ins and outs of football and how things go. That's not always going to be rose-colored glasses, and it sure as hell ain't going to be tinfoil hat, conspiracy theories, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo's the worst quarterback ever. Like, no, that's not who we are either. We're usually somewhere in between. So, like, just get that, like, because I get hate from both sides. I get hate from the Jimmy truthers, which is crazy to me, and the Jimmy haters. And so, like, that makes me feel like, okay, if we're not a part of the two polar opposites, then we're probably in a pretty good place. Because usually, in society as well, if you're one of the extremes, I think I'm all right. I think I'm all right where we're at. Thank you, D. Will, for the super chat. I really do appreciate that gift, man. Jennings is money. You're not wrong. And you look at just what he did. He only had three catches. That's what's crazy. Juwan Jennings had three catches, all for first downs. All of them. Three catches, 29 yards. But if each one of those, we only got six third down conversions. That means Juwan Jennings had half of them. He had half. I mean, that's pretty damn impressive. Now, I saw somebody throw in the Chris. He says number 11 for the Cowboys didn't have that good of a game. Micah Parsons is for real. And he made a lot of positive plays. That dude is a dirty, dirty, dirty man. And you can go back, look at what happened with him at Penn State. Coach is covering that up. You could, the dude's just, he talked trash about being a bully. But there's a difference between being a bully on the field and being a bully after plays happen. For example, watch after this touchdown play where he gets blocked by a wide receiver. A wide receiver. Brandon Ayuk ate this dude's lunch. Not really. But got him out of position several times. Just let the film speak for itself. Watch 11 for the 49ers. Way greater than 11 for the Cowboys. Right here. See right here. He's giving him a call. We might see it on the other side. Look at this right here. Perfect block from freaking 11 on 11. Brandon Ayuk. Good job against Micah Parsons. Walk in for the touchdown with ease, man. This is a textbook drive on just, again, going at their guys that are overly aggressive. Incredible blocking all across. Woo! Elijah Mitchell walks in untouched. Untouched. Love to see it, man. See here. Yeah, you can see he gave him a signal. Watch Ayuk just come clip Parsons. And again, just be smart. Just get in front of him. Cut off his momentum. Very nice. Good push out by Juszczyk. Look at Parsons right here, dude. Dude's the biggest trash. Like, look at this. He's just a trash human being. If you did any draft work whatsoever and listened to coaches, listened to former teammates, read the horrible transcripts, I mean, just a legal hit to the head there right in front of the ref. Ref staring at it. I mean, I think it's when people show you who they are, you believe them. You believe them. And that's who Micah Parsons is. Like, he thinks talking about bullying is a joke after the stuff that he did to fellow teammates. You see him taking punches to the back of people's head, him and Reddy Gregory. He's trash. He's trash. He's trash. Hell of a football player. Does not excuse the person that he is. I see a couple comments in the chat. I want to talk about this just because I feel like I have to now. And I don't appreciate it at all. I'm going to be very, very honest. Freak Stomper, I'm gonna put your name out there. You put it on there. Don't appreciate this at all. He says, aren't you the same John Chapman that got arrested for beating his wife? Asking for a friend. Look it up. It's real. No, I'm not. Don't appreciate that whatsoever. And then later on, you put it in the chat again. So yeah, I'll come out and speak on that. 100% not me. Having said that, I was raised in that situation my entire life in a very abusive home, and I don't like it. I don't support it, and I don't appreciate you throwing that in the chat, especially when it's not true, and I would ask you, that's not funny, and I don't think that is funny. So you do that stuff again, probably not going to be around here much longer. I appreciate you. Don't do that again, or it's going to be over. That stuff, like, again, as a foster parent, adoptive parent, person that was raised in it, that stuff don't fly, man. Just not doing what I'm doing. And if you know people that are participating in that, encourage them to get help. But yeah, man, come on. This is a positive place. I would really appreciate it if you took part in the positivity that was around here. And if not, then unfortunately, just not going to be around here. But maybe it was just, you know, ill taste. And we'll move forward. Appreciate you. Really, really glad you're here. Hopefully, that's the last we hear about that. Nah, let's give him a chance. Maybe he was just, you know, sometimes things don't come across in the text or the chat. And so, you know, I just want to make sure we got that spot. But yeah, that's not who we are. No, keep them around, please. Let's keep them around, give them an opportunity. Let's try to build a community. We got room for forgiveness around here. And hey, man, hopefully that takes part. I want you here. I really do want you here. So anyway, let's continue with some. I was going to play. This next clip was bad. It was a negative clip, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to stack on negatives. So here we go. Let's stack on positives. We brought up the issue of Garoppolo missing Ayuk late in the fourth. Well, here's a time that he hit him, and I thought in a positive way. Damn it! I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I am not a good guy sometimes. Anyway, here we go. This is a very positive play to Ayuk for 37 yards. Move the pocket. Nothing's really looking open. This is where you're wanting. Oh my gosh. Right there. There it is. And you get this because everything opened up. There's no pressure whatsoever. And Brandon Ayuk just spanks Trayvon Diggs. Watch right here. Man to man. This is where you're going to attack. Just shallow drag. Okay. And the 49ers show this a lot. But what happens is he's going to break it off now. And Diggs is lost because he's being over aggressive looking at the quarterback. You look in the backfield. Get caught with your hand in the cookie jar. This is what happens, man. But this is all Brandon Ayuk and Kyle Shanahan, to be honest with you, because he schemed this play where there is nobody around the quarterback. And they covered it really, really well for 3 seconds. But when there's no pressure because you move the pocket, Kyle Shanahan, this gets to happen. And nice pass. This is a good pass from Jimmy. You know, throws it right in a catchable spot to Ayuk, and then he caught it at the 48. Now he's going to make people miss. Put him in the open field, man. Whew! Nice extra 10 yards there. God, that is a huge play on third down. Huge. Oh, sorry. No, this is the next drive. It's not third down. I mean, look, he's covered. Whoop! Slipped him. Good job, Jimmy. Throw a catchable ball there, man. Just let IU go get it. Debo blocking. I love it, man. I love seeing Ayuk run in the open field. You know, I keep using the terminology, you know, Silver Surfer, just because he just glides. Like, he just hovers above things. You know, Debo runs where every step is like he's stepping on a pile of ants and he's pissed. And just, like, you hear the thuds of the footsteps. Ayuk, man, dude, that dude's just Casper. You know what I mean? Like, he just floats. He just floats. And it's just two different ways to create this, I don't know the word I'm looking for, elusiveness, perhaps. Well, Debo's not elusive. That dude's a magnet that wants to run through you. But that was a huge positive play. Huge positive play. Now, before we get to this negative play, real quick word from our sponsor, MyBookie. Even though fantasy football season's over, it doesn't mean that there's not excitement whenever you keep everything alive with MyBookie's double deposit bonus. Having your initial deposit matched all the way up to $1,000 is like playing every game with home field advantage. So all you have to do is head to mybookie.ag and use promo code 49ERS, or you can use the QR code on the screen. Get the funds credited to your account instantly so you can start placing your bets with MyBookie. Now, with the NFL posting on full swing, there's no shortage of games to choose from with MyBookie. And here's what I'll tell you, man. MyBookie is home to the exclusive contests that can be used to maximize your winnings and make 2022 your best year yet. We crushed 2021. So be with us as we continue betting with MyBookie for 2022. Don't miss out. Double your first deposit up to $1,000 using promo code 49ERS. Place your bets and get ready for intensity playoff action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right, I like it, man. And we're going to have our bets up and all those things. We're 6-point underdogs currently. So, you know, usually I wait to put in my bets and all those things. But, man, I'm telling you right now, I bought 1.5 to get to 7.5. I put a big bet on that today because, man, you mean tell me the 49ers are going to lose by a full touchdown more? I don't think so. Now, I'm curious to see what the line's going to do. I think it'll move back down to 4.5 by game start, maybe even 4. Especially once there's one video out there of Jimmy Garoppolo throwing. So, like, I'm just telling you, my early bird bet, which I already put in, I bought 1.5 to move the spread to 7.5. So the 49ers get 7.5 points. And I like that one. I like that one a lot. I might go back and put a little bit more on it because I just don't see the 49ers match up very well with Green Bay. And yeah, I think Green Bay should win the game. But the Niners are kind of willing themselves into some awesome positions right now. And with the way their defense is playing, like you could very easily say the 49ers have the best defense in the NFL of any team that's left. And I don't even think it's close. Maybe Tampa Bay you could put in there. Maybe. That's about it. I'm telling you right now, the 49ers playing good defense and running the ball travels in the NFL playoffs historically. It does. And so here we go. I mean, that's where we're at. Now, this was one of the worst plays of the game, and I don't put this all on Jimmy Garoppolo. Very important you understand this. George Kittle didn't have a very highly productive game in the passing game as far as stats is concerned. And this was why. Kyle schemed this up. Should have been a touchdown. Yeah, they just didn't get that block. But golly, look at Kittle. Look at Kittle. This play is designed for Kittle. Now, here's your outlet. I love that Jimmy G found the outlet, but he still doesn't know how to throw the ball away. Instead, he throws it straight to him. This guy can't see that he's got three defenders right on his back and takes an 11-yard loss. I mean, that's just, it's a bad play from Jimmy. It's a bad play. That's just a bad play. Got to get rid of this ball. I mean, this is perfect. Walk in, free touchdown. But if not, right here, you just throw it at his feet. Jimmy could see all this. These guys, I don't know what's going on. People are complaining. Let's watch Debo. Watch Debo here. Good blocking. Look at Debo. Like, dude, throw it deep. He's wide open. Look at him. He's pointing. Just couldn't get it there with protection. Debo's like, dude, that way. Throw the ball that way. I mean, that's just, you could tell that's the way the play was designed. You missed a block. And so I don't think there was any way Jimmy could have got that ball out. Maybe if he looked there right away. But, man, like, that was, you know, a 40-yard touchdown pass if Jimmy can hit him, which usually, you know, whatever. You got to put whatever you want to do with that. But I love the fact that, you know, we missed that on the broadcast. That ended up as a negative 11-yard play. And then right after that, we had a false start. Stacking negative plays. This was something that was very, I don't know, it's what the 49ers did the first 8 weeks of the season. And here we go back into Green Bay, right? And everybody's like, oh, week three and all the things that were there. And, you know, you can jump into however much you want of that game. Two different teams. Completely two different teams. But, man, the 49ers almost won that game. They really, really did. They had no Elijah Mitchell. I mean, our corner situation was an absolute mess. We lost by 2 points the last second of the game. I don't know, man. Things are changing. That's all I'm saying. And I like where the 49ers are. There's no doubt that injuries play a huge role, but you get no sympathy. You don't get timeouts. You get three timeouts each half, but like, you don't, I think you know what I mean. You got to move forward. You don't get to wait for the perfect situation because it never exists. Will the 49ers capitalize and move forward with this? And I think that they will. And this again, talk about stacking negative plays. And I put this in my notes. Now let's talk about stacking positive plays. Because that's something the 49ers have struggled with. But they did not at all in the second half versus the Cowboys. The 49ers offense was awful the second half. Awful. Literally nothing. But what happened was DJ Jones gets a sack. Very next play, Kwan Williams gets an interception. Debo looks at Kyle Shanahan and says, give me the ball. And this was the next. Three plays. Sack, interception, then Debo. Debo looks to Kyle Shanahan and says, give me the ball. Give me the ball. And this is what happens. Right here. Whoop. Pursuit to the outside. And look at this cutback. Look at this cutback. Look at this cutback. Oh, you think you're going to catch him? No. Debo's just different, man. And again, you can keep running this play. And they could stop at 4 out of 5. But you had one little wrinkle and then bust it back inside. He's different, guys. What a crazy 3-play turn of events. Sack, interception, huge touchdown run. Trent Williams gets right here, smart. Watch right here. He's going to block him out high school basketball style. Gets on his hip. Look at this. Just seals him underneath the paint right there. And Debo going to do everything on his own. It just brings such a different element. You get him past the first line of defense. Great block right there. Great block right there. Look at him. Looking inside. He wants it all. Greedy. He can get these yards. It's there. Nope. Debo's just so freaking good. You know, and I see this question up there from Shot J. He says, do you think we'll run more 22 personnel to take advantage of the Packers' soft middle? Yeah, I'm not going to go back and watch a lot of week three. The reason why, the 49ers didn't even, we ran the ball 21 times and not well. We didn't have, Trey Sermon was our only running back. We didn't have Elijah Mitchell. We didn't have Mostert. He was out. We didn't have Jeff Wilson Jr., and so it was Elijah Mitchell, and he was awful. 10 carries for like 30 yards, I think, off the top of my head. So it's got to be interesting. Debo wasn't a running back then. It's a totally different thing now. But I'm going to spend some time on some recent Packers games against some more physical running teams and see kind of what worked and what didn't. Let's see. Can we get Karen Rodgers on his butt without Bosa? Yes, we can. Yeah, we can hit the quarterback. There's no doubt about that. But yeah, with Bosa, it's 100 times better. Aaron Rodgers, I'm telling you right now, again, sticking with this, the best two matchups the 49ers could have had in the playoffs were Dallas Cowboys number one, Packers number two. Number three would be the Rams. Number three would be the Rams. Somebody asked me who, AFC, NFC, what's the one team you don't want to play? I said Buffalo Bills. I think we match up worse against them than anybody else in the NFL. That's the number one team that I just do not want to play against. But that's just my own kind of whatever, Tommy. But yeah, you can get to Rodgers. There's no doubt about it. John, do you think we run the ball down the Packers' throats like we did the Rams? Man, I sure as hell hope so. We cannot run the ball enough. Like, you run the ball. And we're not holding back. I mean, shoot, you look at what Elijah Mitchell did. What do you have, 27 carries? Debo had 10? Yeah, you get 38 rush attempts. You're going to be all right. And so that's where you want to be. You want to stick in that range. Chris, John, no disrespect, but the 49ers will win this Saturday. I love it, man. I love it. I love it. Stick with it, man. You should feel confident. There's no reason to expect the 49ers to lose this game. Are they favored? No. Can they win this game? Oh, yeah. Big time. D. Will, the coaching is paying off. This team has grown well on offense and defense. Special teams as well, a work in progress. You're a nicer man than me. Special teams is awful. Josh Norman sucks more than ever. Gets out there for one snap and gets blown away by the like number seven on depth chart wide receiver. Just smokes this dude on one play. Like, oh my gosh, dude. Get the Josh Norman and the special teams head coach should be gone. There's no reason for them to be in the building anymore. I'm telling you right now. Yeah, that's a John Chapman. Green Bay was down to their third left tackle last time. I don't know. Rankin's might be their best player on the offensive line. How did they cover that up? I feel like we should have had more sacks. Yeah, you're probably right there. It took us a while to find the spot where our defense has been flourishing, and it's been going for, you know, even the Titans game, we hit that quarterback so many times. So we're averaging, I think it's like 12 to 13 quarterback hits over the last month. You want to stay with that. Bobo, thanks for the gift, man. This season has given me blood pressure problems. Man, it's the cardiac kids. That's who we are, unfortunately, which is a good thing. But at the same time, it's been entertaining. And if nothing else, like, you should be able to walk out at the end of the game entertained. Look at Wild Card Weekend. You know, there were six games. Is that right? Yeah, six games. Four were blowouts, and two were close. You had the Raiders game, and then you had the Niners game. And the Niners game was by far the best game on that we had. And so, hey, you know, I'd prefer a blowout, but I'll take it, man. And the 49ers are galvanized. They have been through hell and back. So if that game's going to be close, we've been finishing close games. We didn't earlier in the year, but lately, we've been finishing off close games. I think this is going to be a close game. And that's just how I feel. So really do appreciate you guys. We've got a lot more content coming your way tomorrow and moving forward. So that's going to be there available for you guys. Y'all are the best. Appreciate y'all. A lot of fun. Hit that subscribe button. Come on now. Hit that notification button. Come join us. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.